2022 was a record year for fentanyl seizures in New York City. That from the DEA and the city's Office of the Special Narcotics Prosecutor. Special Narcotics Prosecutor Bridget Brennan joins us on WCBS. It's good to talk with you. So how much fentanyl was seized in the city last year?
There was a tremendous amount of fentanyl seized. We're still calculating up the year-end numbers, but the DEA has issued some information that indicates that they seized in New York State 1.9 million fentanyl-laced fake prescription pills. And that's a 152% increase over 2021. And in addition, they seized almost 2,000 pounds of fentanyl, which is the equivalent of 72 million lethal doses, sadly. So the fentanyl is really just pouring in, and is pouring in new and different forms now, too.
Is it possible to estimate how many overdose deaths can be directly attributed to fentanyl or fentanyl-laced products?
According to the CDC, there were more than 3,000 overdose deaths between July of 2021 and July of 22. And of that number, approximately 2,300 were attributable to fentanyl. That's 80% of the overdose deaths attributable to fentanyl.
Why has fentanyl become so prevalent? It really seems to have exploded onto the scene the past few years.
Oof. It's really exploded. I would say we started to see it perhaps 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and it's really exploded in the last 2 years. It has replaced heroin really out on the street in terms of the top opioid street drug. So it is just pouring in. And the reason for that is that it is composed of purely chemicals. Unlike heroin, the drug it's replaced, which is refined from the poppy plant and has to be, a lot more production has to go into heroin. It has to be raised, it has to be harvested, and then it has to be refined. Well, with fentanyl, it's just chemicals. And those chemicals are coming from China or maybe India, across to Mexico, and they go directly to Mexico, and the chemicals are mixed up in these labs there to produce fentanyl. So fentanyl is much, much cheaper than heroin to produce, and yet the cartels sell it at approximately the same price when they transport it to the United States. So it is a much better product in terms of producing profit, which is obviously all the cartels care about.
So this is not something that is produced here in New York City. This is something that is being brought into our city.
Absolutely. The source is outside of the country, primarily in Mexico. And once into the city, it depends on what form it comes in. If it's coming in the form of powder, and we call that kilograms of fentanyl, which is 2.2 pounds, it'll then be mixed with some kind of product that'll dilute it somewhat in big packaging mills. We call them packaging mills. Many of those are found up in the Bronx. And then it is put in these little envelopes, which are sold out on the streets of New York and really throughout the surrounding regions. We find the products that are packaged here. The fentanyl that's packaged here can be found in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Baltimore, Pennsylvania, all throughout the region.
In which direction are fentanyl cases around here trending? Is there any improvement, or is this problem only getting worse?
Right now, the problem is getting worse in terms of overdose deaths. And the other twist that really has exploded this year is the production of pills, fentanyl pills. The fentanyl pills now are primarily milled in Mexico, and they're transported as pills into the U.S. and into New York City. And when that happens, it eliminates one of the main places where we upend the organization. We focus a lot on these packaging mills that produce all the little envelopes, and we're able often to knock those out and take the fentanyl out of those. And so we interrupt the process at a higher level. But with the pills, they're obviously already milled and ready for distribution. And so that undercuts some of our methods. Now, there are still a significant number of people who are buying their packages out on the street, their little glassine envelopes out on the street. But the pills creates some new challenges for us, and we're seeing an explosion of pills.
Is fentanyl the drug that keeps your office the busiest?
Right now, absolutely. Fentanyl, you see, is not just in products that are sold as heroin or sold as fentanyl or sold as fake prescription pills. Fentanyl is mixed into cocaine. It's mixed into methamphetamine. It's mixed into everything. It's just so cheap that those who, you know, the people who produce drugs for sale out on the street don't really care much about the health and well-being of their customers. They care about profit. And so we are finding these deadly drugs mixed into all kinds of street drugs. So there is no one who's buying drugs out on the street or buying pills on social media sites or over the internet can have any confidence in what they're getting. Anybody purchasing anything, regardless of what is purported to be, could be getting a lethal dose of fentanyl.
New York City Special Narcotics Prosecutor Bridget Brennan, thank you for talking with us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.